It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, it's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 170. Highlights from my afternoon radio show here on Sonic1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. We're joined by a special guest this week, Acres of Lions, Victoria-based band. They're in town to play Sonic Boom After Party. And I should let you know, too, that next week on the podcast, we'll likely have interviews with all of the bands coming to town. Linkin Park, Incubus, Silver Sun Pickups, and more. It's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 170. Thank you for downloading.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A team of scientists have developed a new camouflage face paint for the military that protects against bomb blasts. Now, no, it's not bomb-proof or anything ridiculous like that, but it is set to protect against serious burns from extreme heat sources for up to 60 seconds. And as an added bonus, it helps keep the bugs away. I gotta be honest, I'd love to get my hands on some of that for camping, wouldn't you? And Metallica is filming both Friday and Saturday night shows in Vancouver for its upcoming 3D movie, but they're not entirely certain they're going to capture all the footage they need. So the band added a third show with $5 tickets, and the proceeds going to the Vancouver Food Bank. Still funny, though, that of the five shows they do in Canada, we didn't get a single Calgary show. Why? From what I'm hearing, the roof of the Saddle Dome couldn't support the weight of Metallica's massive speaker system. And the royal family continues to scramble for scapegoats to explain Prince Harry's jackass behavior last week. Much of the blame seems to be falling to Harry's security team for neglecting to ask the naked prince's visitors to hand over their cell phones. Here's the problem. The security team is trained to protect Prince Harry from other people. This guy's doing it to himself.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
This absolutely blew my mind when I read it. Pee-wee Herman turned 60 years old yesterday. Wow, you remember that show, Pee-wee's Playhouse? It's a funny little show that served as a launchpad for a number of big Hollywood careers, including that of Phil Hartman, Lawrence Fishburne, even Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie worked as a production assistant on the set of Pee-wee's Playhouse. Imagine the looks on those little faces in the studio audience when Rob Zombie and his dirty dreadlocks came traipsing across the set. But kids are still having nightmares from that. And you no doubt heard over the weekend that astronaut Neil Armstrong passed away. But did you hear that Neil Young died? I mean, he didn't, but that's what NBC was reporting. Yeah, Neil Armstrong, Neil Young. One traveled to the moon, one wrote Harvest Moon. Easy mistake. If you're a total idiot, anyway. And Prince Harry's new pictures have sparked some interest in the adult film industry. Vivid Entertainment has reportedly offered the prince $10 million to star in his very own porno. Now, in case you haven't heard, nude pictures of Harry went public last week after a little game of strip pool in Las Vegas. Question, when you're playing strip pool, is it still frowned upon if you scratch?
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
I saw probably the most disturbing thing on TV ever. Yeah, I was watching one of those homemakery type shows, you know, where the host shows you how to reupholster a headboard or make your own lampshades, or more often than not, sponge paint your solid wood furniture so that 100-year-old heirloom chiffonier of yours can look like it came from IKEA. I'm sort of a crafty guy, so I figured I'd give it a chance. Anyway, the host was showing viewers how to make a cardboard box that looks just like a stack of old books. And you know what I found on the materials list? Actual old books. Yeah, this woman is teaching viewers to get an X-Acto knife and chop the spines off of old books and then glue them to a box. It looks just like a stack of real books, she exclaims. Yeah, do you know what else looks just like real books? Actual freaking books. Side benefit, you can read them. Holy man. Oh, man, I couldn't believe that. Wow. You know, here this woman's teaching viewers to treat books like a hunter hanging a taxidermied moose head on the wall. As if to say to the world, I have conquered this book. So I'm chopping off its spine and displaying it on my shelf.
Let this be a warning to all the other books I may encounter. Wow.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Who is the world's highest paid celebrity? Well, according to Forbes magazine, for the fourth year in a row, Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, despite all this talk about a recession in the U.S. and the OWN network underperforming, Oprah somehow managed to scrape by on her meager $165 million income. $165 million. How does she manage? Poor thing. You know what? I'm going to send her a check right now. Or at least I would if that was still a relevant method of payment. Seriously, when was the last time you wrote a check? And George Lucas is following through on his promise that all of the Star Wars films will be re-released in 3D. Fox released a 3D version of The Phantom Menace in February, and episodes 2 and 3 are reportedly dropping in fall of next year. And Kim Kardashian is asking for her very own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Oh, I would love to be the guy to tell her, "Oh, sorry, Kim, we reserve those for people with talent." I mean, sure, she's on reality TV, but let's face it, getting captured on camera while you go about your daily life, that makes you about as famous as a suspect in a Crime Stoppers video. And as far as I'm concerned, she's about as well-liked as one, too.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
There is an article in today's Sun about how the city is putting up a little mural on the side of one of the LRT platforms, and one resident is worried because it'll cause drivers to be distracted. Yeah, it's a tiny little aboriginal print of three buffaloes. The buffaloes aren't doing anything. They aren't wearing push-up bras or advertising a bar. Just three buffaloes hanging out. I cite this guy in the article, finds so distracting it's unsafe for cars to even drive past it. You know, there's countless billboards for attention-starved morning radio shows. Brightly lit LED screens strobing advertising in our eyes. Photo radar trucks bouncing their flashes off our rearview mirrors because, obviously, temporarily blinding us is far safer than having us drive 3 kilometers an hour over the speed limit. But none of that is distracting. A picture of three buffalo, though, that is enough to steer you into the ditch, for sure. Do you believe that? Yeah. You know what else you might encounter on the roadside? Actual buffalo. Ever driven past Elk Island Park? Hell, you're worried about a picture of a buffalo. Just imagine the diversion the animal itself may create. Some people.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell, podcast.
Well, look who's joining us here in studio. The guys from Acres of Lions, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Lane. Nice to see you, man.
Yeah, well, what brings you back to Edmonton?
Basically, we wanted to get some new songs going because the tentative plan right now is to get a new album together by around December. So we were looking for a house that we could just rent for a month, and we came up on Tyson's brother's house, who was going on vacation, so he just kind of let us house sit for a few weeks while we just set up a recording studio and just cranked out songs for a few weeks. And plus...
Well, yeah, because when I heard you guys were coming through town, it's like, oh, yeah, of course you guys are playing at the Starlight Room on Sunday, like a Sonic Boom after party. So very cool, looking forward to that. And then I was like, what do you mean you guys are in town already?
Yeah. We've just been like hanging out. Everyone's like, what do you mean you're here? It's like, yeah, we're just in the basement writing songs, you know? And
so basically you came to Edmonton to write some songs and maybe get a haircut. I'm looking at you, Dan.
I need to get a haircut. I've only had one haircut since we started tour. So actually Brandy on air here is going to hook me up with a haircut. So I'm pretty excited. Thursday's going to be looking good.
I got a great Clips coupon, you know, if they want to get a head start.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I'm definitely going to have to do the pre-trim before I go in there. Usually when I walk in to get my haircut somewhere, I hear people go, dibs not, this is not good, you know, right?
Like, for those just listening to the interview, I would say you kind of look like, you're sort of like a Hagrid. From Harry Potter? If Hagrid were a hipster.
Nice. The best was we were walking down White the other day, and these two guys walk past, and they just go, holy beard, like just totally like in earshot, and Dan's like, whatever, man, like this is how it works.
I can hear you. This isn't growing out of my ears, you know.
Yeah.
So are you guys road testing any of these new songs at all, or
we're gonna test a couple of the stronger songs, the ones that we actually have ready, see how people like them, see if people are singing them by the end of the set kind of thing. So,
Owen, one last question for you, Tyson, actually. I read somewhere that you were touring with Against Me for a while as their keyboardist.
Well, you, that's all he has to say about that.
Just spit it out, Lane. Just spit it out.
Well, I gotta say, I was pretty shocked. Like, I met Tom Gabel, and he was a nice dude. He was a little bit cold. Like, I mean, we didn't have like a heart-to-heart conversation. But if I were to make a list of all the people in the world that I suspected of being transgender, I would say he would be probably in the bottom 25.
It was as big of a surprise to me as anyone.
Really, eh?
Yeah, great dude. I haven't hung out with him yet since he's made the transition, but...
Did you suspect anything?
No, not... Never. Obviously, it was under the surface kind of a thing, but they wish him the best. And the diehard fans, obviously, there was a few songs that alluded to that sort of a feeling or whatever, but... It definitely made a ripple through the music industry. My phone pretty much exploded the day that Rolling Stone article came out.
I even got calls from friends asking about if Tyson knew.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for coming by, guys. Good luck with the songwriting and all that. Acres of Lions, Sunday night at the Starlight Room. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast.
Uh-oh. A man claiming to be John Travolta's former gay lover has opened up to the National Enquirer about their passionate 6-year relationship. And I mean, it's the Enquirer, so you know it's legit. And Shia LaBeouf admitted that he dropped acid for his role in an upcoming film, The Necessary Death of Charlie Countryman. This on the heels of confessing that he will actually have intercourse during the filming of his new movie, The Nymphomaniac. Could I be the first one here to suggest that maybe Shia LaBeouf just can't act? Seriously, I can't help but wonder if he asked Michael Bay for an actual robotic killing machine for his scenes in Transformers. And just how old is the oldest person on Facebook? 101. 101 years old. In fact, this woman was treated to a face-to-face meeting with founder Mark Zuckerberg. Now, she no doubt celebrated the momentous occasion the way 101-year-olds celebrate most things, by not dying. But it's still unclear why Zuckerberg chose to meet with her. Although I presume it had something to do with that photo she posted of herself in a bikini top. Seriously, 101 years old? I'm tempted to poke her just to see if she turns to dust.
Lane Mitchell, podcast.
It's all anybody talked about on Facebook. It was trending on Twitter. Yes, the internet truly was a twit with news that Jersey Shore has been canceled. Well, there's 3 years, 6 seasons, and 50 IQ points we'll never get back. And starting tomorrow, Alberta's new drinking and driving laws will be in full effect. Yes, much like Maestro Fresh West. Now, the new legislation allows police to immediately suspend your license and seize your vehicle for 3 days if your blood alcohol is between 0.05 and 0.08. Now, I get the sense that people find the changes unnecessarily strict, but to me, it's really all about your interpretation. A lot of people see the law as saying, if you drink, don't drive. But I mean, what I'm hearing is, stay where you're at and party till you pass out. When you put it like that, it doesn't seem so bad, does it? And the Oxford English Dictionary has added a handful of interesting new words to its pages. Among them, OMG, douche, shwasted, and vajazzle. Yeah, remember the good old days when you didn't know how to spell a word and the teachers would tell you to look it up in a dictionary? I'll bet today's educators are singing a different tune. Mrs. Smith, what's a vajazzle? And if you don't know, well, don't Google it at work.
Lane Mitchell, podcast. Want to hear more like it? Check out the Garner Andrews Show daily podcast and more at Sonic1029.com.